Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer, and I'm glad you're with us. It's called The Good Life for a reason. That's what we do. Food, wine, and fun for your ears. My guest today is Lindsay Jean Hard. She's a talented writer and cook. She's got a great background that has led her to put together this book, Cooking with Scraps, an opportunity to make sure you're using everything that's in your kitchen. Lindsay, let's talk about what when we say scraps, a lot of things come to mind, and some things people would never eat, but probably should. What is cooking with scraps? I know the first section here to me is a lot of useful information.
Yeah, well, cooking with scraps is cooking mostly with underutilized produce parts, but other odds and ends too. I think scraps can kind of have a negative connotation, and people start to wonder if you're cooking with garbage, and that's definitely not the case. These are just the things that sometimes we throw away without giving a second thought, like stems and cores and peels and the like.
Yeah, I'm looking at the section on how to store stuff and use things. Cooking with scraps really just requires an open mind and a little bit of guidance on what to do with some of these things, and you've done that well. The picture, let's see, what page am I on here? I'm still in the front section before the recipes. And you've got a picture of a bunch of different fruits, some of them peeled, some not. And to me, I'm thinking all the times that I've thrown stuff out from peeling, and to me, this is fruit stuff. Fruit peels are one of the coolest things you can use in the kitchen.
Yeah, for both fruit peels and like vegetable peels, I like to turn those into salts and sugars. The idea really came from reading Gabrielle Hamilton's cookbook Prune, where she turned tomato skins into a tomato powder, which sounds super fun for a restaurant, probably not as useful perhaps in a home kitchen. So I took that idea and made tomato skin salt. And then since then, I have just kind of run with that idea and turned different peels into different salts and sugars. And they're really colorful and flavorful, too.
Well, and I'm looking at on the ISBN page where you dedicated the book to Mike, and there's two different pictures, one with herb. I can't tell if that's parsley or what it is. And then the other one, is that the tomato skins picture or is that red pepper?
That one is actually the candied citrus peels.
Oh, man. What a great idea. But then talk about the salt thing again, because I didn't, the picture with the herbs, and I'm assuming that's salt?
Yeah. So these are clean out the crisper recipes. You'll find them on page 82 and 84. And you're really just cooking them on a really low temperature in the oven, or obviously a dehydrator would work too if you have one. And then really just grinding them up with salt.
Huh. We gotta try this. That's such a cool thing. I mean, you know, when you think about it, how many recipes have we used where you get out your microplane and you shave off some lemon rind, and add that to a dish, and you eat it, and it tastes good, and it's so different than using the juice of a lemon. But when when I look at the apple peel and mango and stuff, it'd be fun. But one of the things, as someone who likes an adult beverage on occasion, I think that there would be a lot of things you could do with the peels to infuse, like vodka.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, one of my favorite recipes in the book is for a beet peel margarita. So the beet peels are infusing tequila. But yes, you could be infusing any alcohol that you like.
Beet peels margarita. Does it change the tequila to that beautiful purple color that we like?
Yeah, it does. It's really lovely.
That's so cool. All right. So what do you, when you put this together, obviously you probably talk to a lot of people, and what are the most common things? I want to talk about uncommon things, but first let's talk about the most common things that the everyday kitchen hack is doing that they shouldn't do. What are some of the ingredients that we throw away without even giving it a thought that are easy and something quick to fix?
Yeah, I think the top number one item would be stale bread, like day-old bread or you know, two-day-old bread, we're just tossing that, and that can be turned into breadcrumbs or croutons to add texture and crunch to different dishes. And I like to turn them into both of those and then freeze them. So you can just pull out a bag of breadcrumbs or croutons from your freezer, and it can just instantly take a dish to a whole new level.
Hmm. You know, my wife makes croutons out of really cool croissants, but she doesn't.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
Oh, my God. I wish they weren't fattening, but you know the answer to that. But put them in the freezer, and they come out still crispy and nice?
Well, I would cut them into the shape of the croutons, and then once they're out, I would go ahead and bake them or toast them on the stovetop.
Okay. So, yeah, because when she makes croutons, she puts them in a Ziploc, and they sit in the cabinet, and they seem to – sometimes I sneak in there and eat them by the handful. Yeah, I'm bad.
Good snack.
What about greens? You know, you probably heard my story about cilantro and eating the stems. I think the tops of radishes, for example, and what are some of the things that when we talk about green groceries that we ought to consider saving and using?
Yeah, the greens are another really common one, like beet greens and carrot tops. All of those are delicious and really versatile. Beet greens I treat just like spinach and will add it to salads or saute them like any other sturdy green. Carrot tops I like to turn into pesto. Radish greens, I love that peppery bite. I add those to salads as well.
I think this made me think of, I'm just running through my mind, things that we tend to waste or I've seen wasted. What about, I think I remember seeing a recipe that talked about using the core, or what's the correct terminology, the heart of a head of cauliflower?
Yeah, that still has that same great cauliflower flavor. So I like to steam it, you know, just get it cooked so it's softer, and then I blend it up into dips in the book I'm using it, along with some white beans to turn it into like a puree that then has a green olive gremolata on the top of it.
Oh, my goodness. That sounds so, you know, cauliflower is one of those things. My wife says she doesn't like it, but I guarantee I think I could give her blindfold or give her a piece of broccoli florette and a piece of, not broccoli, cauliflower and, yeah, broccoli. And I don't think she could tell a difference eating them raw, maybe. But the cauliflower is such a great thing. I mean, we've all seen recipes for a mashed potato substitute using cauliflower. And I'm guilty of cutting the hard part out and not doing anything with it. It's like the stems of broccoli. A lot of people,
which are delicious too.
They taste just as good as the flowery part. And in fact, sometimes if you slice them thin enough and quick saute them in butter, I think they're even better than the flowery part.
Yeah, I agree.
Interesting stuff. Putting the recipes together had to be a challenge because some of these things, I imagine you just invented and played and trial and error. Apple core syrup, okay? A simple Danish pancake recipe. This is one of the first recipes here. But what a great idea. And when you think how many apples you cut up to put in a big, hearty, a puffy apple pie, and you throw all those cores out. Talk about the core syrup that you built for that first recipe in the book.
Yeah, so you're really taking the cores and getting that flavor out of them by cooking them with some sugar. And so you're turning it into a flavorful apple syrup that, in that case, I'm putting over pancakes. But you can apply that principle in different ways. Also, in the book, I do the same thing with pineapple cores. And in that case, I'm then using that sugar syrup to add flavor to lemonade.
Wow. And on the next page, dried apple peel chips. Again, now we got a way to use the core, but when you peel your apples to go in a pie, now you've got a way to do that. This sounds like a great recipe. And simple to do.
Yeah, very simple. It makes a really tasty little snack.
What is, you know, I'm thumbing through the book. Not that I hadn't done this already, but while you're talking, I'm thumbing through. Talk about this next section here. Aquafaba?
Yeah, aquafaba is a really fun one. So aquafaba is the liquid from cooking beans, and you can do it with the liquid that comes from cooking dried beans. If you haven't ever worked with aquafaba, though, I think it's easier to start with the liquid that comes in a can of beans. You just have better odds of it working well for you, but it whips up just like egg whites do, and you can get peaks and use it as you might egg whites in a lot of cases. You can use it in baked goods. I'm using it in brownies in the book, and I'm also using it to make mayonnaise.
I'll be there. I'm just... Guy likes chocolate, and looking at the fudgy aquafaba brownies looks like something that would not only maybe help keep the calorie count a little bit less, but man, what a great idea. I got to try that. And in the next page, okay, I don't know, aquafaba mayonnaise?
Yes. Yeah, it really, I know, it sounds strange, but it is really a fun ingredient to play with, and the mayonnaise is delicious.
I'll be good. Dang. I mean, and this looks pretty dang simple here. It's got a little bit of grapeseed oil, but essentially it's a quarter cup of the whipped bean juice, if you will, the sauce from the drained beans, a little cider vinegar, a little Dijon mustard, a little fine-grained salt, and that grapeseed oil. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Well,
yep. Like I said, all the recipes have really short ingredient lists.
I think that's so cool. Can you stay with us through one more break?
Yes, absolutely.
I'd like you to do that. I want you to, we talked about some of those standard things, but I want to talk about some of the strangest things that you have found a use for when it comes to using scraps. The book we're talking about is Cooking with Scraps. Turn your peels, cores, rinds, and stems into delicious meals. My guest is Linda Jean Hard. You can find her on Facebook and Twitter. There's links at Good Life Guy. And there's links to get a copy of the book from Amazon. But, you know, call your local bookstore, see if they have it, and I'm sure it's going to be an award winner for this year, and you'll learn more about... Go to goodlifeguy.com. You'll learn more about Lindsay Jean and the book and all that stuff. We'll be right back, and don't forget Wine of the Week coming up towards the end of the program. It's a beautiful Napa Cabernet. I opened it. I've been sticking my nose in the glass. I can't wait to put it to my lips. Don't go away. More food, wine, and fun right after this break.